Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Zayin, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis Amar Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, and Shragi Yehuda ben Sara. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Shashana Tova Basal Chanan and Avram ben Yibad Lachaim Tovim Reb Moshe Chaim. So Erevin Daf Samach Zayin, the first part anyway, is very much a continuation of Erevin Daf Samach Vav. So in yesterday's daf, we discussed a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan with regards to the halacha of bittul in the context of Eruvei Chatzeres. So many people that own houses that open up into a common chatzer, we know at this point, 65 dafin into the mesechta, in order for them to be able to carry from their house to the chatzer, or from one part of the chatzer to the other part of the chatzer, they would have to make Eruvei Chatzeres. Without making Eruvei Chatzeres, they wouldn't be able to carry. In order for Eruvei Chatzeres to work, it's necessary that every member of the chatzer contribute. If there's one member of the chatzer that doesn't contribute to the Erev, the halacha is the Erev is null and void. What happens if it's Shabbos and one of the members of the chatzer forgot to be mishtatef? There's a plan B. Plan B is that person can be mevatel his rishos, his ownership in the chatzer to the other members of the chatzer, and that will alleviate the issue. As a result, everybody in the chatzah will be able to carry. Now, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of what the exact result is of a bittul when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeres. The Gemara is going to discuss this a little later in the parak. But from a high level, either you make an Erev. If you didn't make an Erev, you can always do bittul. Another halacha that we've seen many times is that two chatzeres that are adjacent to each other and that have a Pesach, they have an entrance from one to the other, can be ma'ariv with each other. Meaning, ordinarily, your traditional Eruvei Chatzeres is being ma'ariv one chatzer and all the houses that are contained within that chatzer. However, there is a concept of being ma'ariv two chatzeres together. If you have two chatzeres that are side by side, there's a mechitza in between, but there's a Pesach that leads from one chatzer to the other chatzer. The halacha is the members of the two chatzeres can make an Erev. How does that work? One of the chatzeros are going to take their Erev that they made and they're going to place it in the other chatzer. So chatzer A makes an Erev chatzeros, chatzer B makes an Erev chatzeros, and then chatzer A takes its Erev and places it in one of the houses of chatzer B, or chatzer B takes his Erev and places it in one of the houses of chatzer A. Regardless, the halach is that two chatzeros can be ma'arev amongst each other. The question is, what happens if one of the members of one of the chatzeros did not contribute to the Erev? Ordinarily, there's something called bittul. Can I be mevatel my rishus also to the people of the other chatzer so that we will be able to now carry michatzer lechatzer? Or maybe I can only be mevatel my rishus for my own chatzer. But if I want to be mevatel my rishus to someone else's chatzer, maybe that's something I can't do. And the Gemara said it's a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said that ain bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer. You want to be mevatel rishus? It works. A big part of Masechta Zeirav deals with bittul rishus. However, bittul rishus only works within your own chatzer. But to use bittul to be able to now carry in someone else's chatzer, to be ma'arif tu chatzeres, ain bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, yesh bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer. That just like you can use bittul to be ma'arif one chatzer, you can use bittul to be ma'arif tu chatzeres as well. As it relates to Shitas Shmuel, and that's going to be the topic of the first part of the daf, there was another machloikis. Machloikis abaye verava, meaning Shmuel said ein bittul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. At first glance, it sounds like any time you have a situation of two different chatzeres, you want to rely on bittul. Shmuel's shita is ein bittul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh bittul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. However, Shmuel holds ein bittul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. A machloikis, a bayev rava, as to the extent that Shmuel said his halacha. Yesterday we already saw Shitas Abaya. The Gemara is going to chazer over Shitas Abaya, and then the Gemara is going to introduce Shitas Rava. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Hold on, Shmuel, bittul rishus michatzel lechatzer." This that Shmuel said that bittul rishus doesn't work michatzel lechatzer. Leah Marin, that was only said ele b'shtei chatzeros ufesach echa b'neim. If the two chatzeros that you're using bittul for were side by side, like in the classic case, there was a pesach echa b'neim, where the halacha is that these two chatzeros can make an Erev to unite. B'di'eved, where you don't make an Erev, or when one member doesn't contribute to the Erev, he can always use Bittul. Al zeh nemar, there's a halacha of ein Bittul Rishus, mechatzel lechatzel. Shtei chatzeres ulifne mizu, in the event they had two chatzeres that weren't simply side by side, u'pesach echad b'neim, but rather the two chatzeres are zu lifne mizu. There's an inner chatzer, and there's an outer chatzer. So there said, Abaya, mitoich sha'oisrin, being that the halacha is that these two chatzeros have a relationship with each other where they can possibly aser each other, mevatlin, the halacha is that you would be able to use betel. So what does it mean, oisrin? So again, we saw this in yesterday's daf. It's one of the themes that have come up recently and that continue to come up. Incidentally, really the makar to this halacha of mitoicha oisrin is a mishnah on daf ayin hey. So we're going to see more about this next week. But for now, we know there's a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim with regards to shtei chatzeros, zulifne mizu. What's the svara? Why is this even a sugya? Because even though the two chatzeros are two independent chatzeros, but the people in the inner chatzer can only go outside into the mavi and the rishus harabim if they go derech the outer chatzer. Meaning they have schusim in the outer chatzer. It's their only way out. It's what's known as schus trisus haregel. Rabbi Akiva holds that being that the people in the chatzer pnimi need to go through the chatzer chitzayin in order for them to get to the rishus harabim, we look at the chatzer apnimi and the chatzer chitzayin as if it's one chatzer. So much so that if one of the members of the chatzer pnimi are not, if the chatzer pnimi is not mishtatif in the Erev together with the chatzer chitzayinah, you end up without an Erev. Because what happens is you end up having a situation where you made an Erev, but where one of the members of the Erev didn't contribute to the Erev. That's Rabbi Akiva's Chamim argued. Chamim say that you don't need the people in the inner chatzah to be mishtatah with the people in the outer chatzah. Either have schus trisus haregel, Chamim aren't impressed. Stating that, Chamim do hold that in order for the people in the outer chatzah to be able to use their Erev, their kosher Erev that they made, at the very least you need the people in the inner chatzah to make their own Erev. Meaning, you don't need the people in the inner chatzah to be mishtatif in the Erev of the outer chatzer. But at the very least, you need the people in the inner chatzer to make their own Erev. What does that mean? That means that there's a relationship between these two chatzeros where one has the ability to impact each other. When you have two chatzeros that are side by side, there's a Pesach Echad b'neim, the two chatzeros don't impact each other. Hai chatzer l'chod v'hai chatzer l'chod. But when you have a chatzer pnimi and a chatzer chitzayna, in Hilchas Erevin, there's a connection. Loi mi boil Rabbi Akiva, where the Chatzer Chitzayna can't even make an Erev unless they collect Mazin Shtei Sudois from the Chatzer Pnimi. But even according to the Chachamim, where that's not the case, at the very least they need the people on the Chatzer Pnimi to make an Erev. And if the people on the Chatzer Pnimi decided not to make an Erev, no, it doesn't only affect the people on the Chatzer Pnimi, but rather it has ripple effect, it affects even the people in the Chatzer Chitzayna, which means that they're Oisrin. Shmuel said Abayo holds that whenever you have a relationship in an Erev context, whether it's within one chatzer or if it's two chatzeres, where two people or two chatzeres are oisrin, and what's the other word? Arvin, we saw that in Amin Aleph, then the halacha is mevatlin. You can use betel. So even though it's true, Shmuel said that ain't betel rishos michatzel lechatzer, but that's loyamar, and that was only true two chatzeres, pesach echad b'neim, where it's two chatzeres, where they don't have the ability to aser each other, because the two chatzeres can each live their own happy life, and it's not going to affect each other. They could be ma'arev, but they can't aser. In that case, the halacha is a mevatlin. But anytime you have two chatzeres that are oisrim and they're ma'arvin, number one, they aser each other. They're dependent on each other in hilchas erevin. And number two, they can make an erev if they would like. Over there, the halacha is going to be mevatlin. So it's a major caveat. It's a major asterisk. Talk about fine print. Shmuel said, Allah ain't bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzel. Not always. Depends. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes not. Two chatzeres side by side, Pesach HaKabinein, yeah. But if it's Zulif Nimizu, no. What's the difference? Because Shmuel holds that there's a concept that any time you have a relationship of Oisrim U'ma'arvin, the halacha is going to be mevatlin. So that's Shita Sabai. We saw a lot about that in yesterday's daf. Here's the Chiddush. Rava, Amar Rava says, even if you have two chatzeres that are Zulif Nimizu, sometimes you're going to be able to be mevatl, and sometimes you're not going to be able to be mevatl. In other words, Rava disagrees fundamentally with Abaya. Abaya held, according to Shmuel, that any time you have two chatzeres where they're Oisrim U'ma'arvin, then by definition, they're also mevatlin. Hence, shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mizu, they're oisrim, they're mevarvin, If you can check off those two boxes, you automatically get the third box. It means you're also going to be mevatel. Rava disagreed. And therefore, Rava said, just because Shtei Chatzeir Zulifnim Yizur are Oisrim U'ma'arvin doesn't necessarily mean mevatel. Rather, Pa'amim mevatelim, Upamim Eina mevatelim. Ketzad, and the Gemara is going to take us on a little bit of a roller coaster. And Rav is going to throw out four scenarios of Shtei Chatzeir Zulifnim Yizur. In three of them, the halach is going to be Ein Ma'arvin. In one of them, the halach is going Ein Mevatlin. And in one of them, the halach is going to be Mevatlin. And then hopefully, at the end, we'll be able to put it all together. So, the Gemara Ketzad, Nasmei Ruvim Bechitzayna. So, when you have two Chatzeir Zulifnim Yizur, and you're going to make an Erev, and our case in particular is where we're going to use bittel. What does that mean if we're using bittel? Somebody forgot to be mishtatif. Because you only, bittel's plan B. When you didn't execute on plan A. What was plan A? Everybody's mishtatif. Mazin shtei sudeis. You only use bittel when there was a mistake. So really there's a situation where somebody forgot to contribute. Now that person can either be living in the chatzar pnimis or in the chatzar chitzayim. There's only two possibilities. There's only two chatzeiros, could have been more, but there's only two chatzeiros, and as a result, there's only two possibilities. He's either in the chatzer chitzayna, or he's in the chatzer pnimi. Another thing that Rav is going to cheshvin is, where was the eruv put? We said that any time you're ma'arav two chatzeiros, what you do is you take one of the eruvin, and you put it in one of the houses of the other chatzer. So where was the eruv? Was the eruv in the inner chatzer or the outer chatzer? Again, there's two possibilities. So there's two possibilities of who may have forgotten, and there's two possibilities of where the eruv might be. In summation, in total, that means there's four possibilities that we're going to have to go through. So said Rav, Nasnei Ruvim B'chitzoyne, in the event that the Erev was put in the outer chatzer, v'shachach echad, and then one person forgot to be ma'arav, it doesn't matter if that person was a member of the inner chatzer, it doesn't matter if that person was a member of the outer chatzer, shtei masurois, the halacha is, bittel's not going to work, everything is going to be a problem. Nasnei Ruvim B'pnimis, if the Erev was put in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echad b'pnimis v'la'irev, and the person that forgot to be ma'arav lived in the inner chatzer, shtei masurois, it's all going to be a problem. In the event that the Erev was in the inner chatzer, and the person that forgot to be ma'ariv, meaning the person that has to do the bittel, lives in the outer chatzer, then the halacha is pnimis muteres, the bittel's going to work to be matter the people in the inner chatzah to carry, the chitzoy nasura, but it's not going to allow the people in the outer chatzah to carry. So the Gemara is going to do the work for us, and the Gemara is going to explain. Nasnu eruvin b'chitzoyna. So the first of the four scenarios that Rava explained was if the Erev was put in the Chatzar Achitzoyna, the Shachach Echad, and then somebody forgot to be Ma'ariv, Beimen HaPnimis, Beimen HaChitzoyna, it doesn't matter if that person that forgot lived in the inner Chatzar, if you lived in the outer Chatzar, so what was the Halacha? Shteya Masurois, there's not going to be any possibility for Bittel. Again, Rav is arguing with Abai. Rav is saying that according to Shmuel, that ein bittel rishus mi chatzel lechatzer, even if it's zulif nimizu, could be still that's going to be the case. Amol ya amol nisht. So Rav is explaining now the amol nisht. When does it not work? So he said, Rav, I'll explain. In this case, where the Erev is in the chatzer achitzoyna, then it doesn't matter if the person that forgot lived in the chatzer pnimis or he lived in the chatzer chitzoyna. Either way, it's going to be a problem. And again, he's going to walk us through it. Because hay bar pnimis l'man avatel. Let's assume the person that forgot lived in the inner chatzer. We'll go through that first. So you want him to be mevatel. Who's he going to be mevatel to? Levatel l'bnei pnimis. Should he be mevatel to the people that are in the inner chatzer? Lesa le'eruvayu gabayu. They don't have the eruv there. And being that they don't have the eruv there, because the eruv was put in the outer chatzer, to simply be ma'ariv to the people living in the inner chatzer, that's not going to work. We'll fully appreciate what that means at the end of the Gemara. Levatel of Nechitzoino, should he be mevatel the people in the outer chatzer? Ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Shmuel holds ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. And again, this is Rava talking, not Abaya. Rava doesn't hold that whenever there's oisrim u ma'arvin, that necessarily means mevatel. So the fact that it's ulef nemizu, Rava's not impressed. And at the end of the day, ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Just to explain this outside. For the people, for the person in the inner chatzer to be mevatel to the person in the outer chatzer, not something you can do. Why? Two different chatzeres. You can't be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. Okay, let me at the very least be mevatel to my own landsman. Let me be mevatel to the person that lives in the chatzer pnimi. You can't do that either. The reason you can't do that either is because once you were ma'ariv, once you went and you made an eriv, you now merged the two chatzeres. So we look at the two chatzeres as if they're one. So it's a little tricky because we look at them as if they're one and we look at them as if they're two. And in both cases, we're going to Chumrah, ironically, even though in Erevin, we always go to Kula. So we look at them as if they're one. I can't just be Ma'ariv to the people in the Chatzah Pnimis because once I was Ma'ariv together with the Chatzah Chitzayna, so it's all one big happy family. I have to be Ma'ariv to everybody. Or I have to be mevatel to everybody. I can't be mevatel to some and not to the other. And if there's some that I wasn't mevatel to, so that throws off the whole system. To be mevatel to the people in the outer chatzar, I can't. Ain't betul rishos mechatzar lechatzar. So as a result, there's no way to make this work. Now the same would be true if the person that forgot to be mevatel lived in the outer chatzar. It's the same cheshbon. Who would you want him to be mevatel? Levatel lebnei chitzayna. Should he be mevatel just to the bnei chitzayna? Ikar pnimis the asra alayo. You can't only be mevatel to the bnei chitzayna because once the chitzayna and the pnimis again were ma'arev. Now they basically stated that they're one. Once they stated they're one, they're geknipped and gebinden. So just like I have to be mevatel to every member of the chatzar, so too I have to be mevatel now to the members of both of the chatzeres. So I can't just be mevatel to the bnei chitzayna, who are the people with whom I live. Now, levatel bnei pnimis, you want me to be mevatel with the people that live in the inner chatzar, ein bitul rishos b'chatzar l'chatzar. That doesn't either work, because ein bitul rishos b'chatzar l'chatzar. So there's no way it's going to work. I mean, it's pashut. So far, everything the Gemara said is rather simple. You want to be mevatel, how can you be mevatel? I can't be mevatel to the people living in the other chatzar. And once I was ma'arev the two chatzeres, I can't be mevatel to the people in my chatzar either. Because l'chumra, we look at ourselves as being one big chatzar, after being mevatel to everybody. And I can't be mevatel to everybody because I can't be mevatel to the people in the other chatzar. So if the Eruv was put in the chitzayna, doesn't matter who forgot. If the guy from the Pnimis forgot, the guy from the chitzayna forgot, either way, there's no way to make this work. Because the only way I can make it work is if I'm mevatel to everybody. I can't be mevatel to everybody because everybody includes people living in the other chatzar. The ain't bitul rishos mechatzar lechatzar. It's very posh. Now, what happens if you put it in the pnimis? Why does that change things? Let's say, nasan eruv in the pnimis. If you put the eruv in the inner chatzar, the shachach min pnimis for eruv. So, in the event that one of the members of the pnimis forgot, and he's the one that didn't make the eruv again, shtei masuras. It's the same cheshbon, like we just said, that it's not going to work because haibar pnimis l'man avatel. Because this person that's living in the pnimis, who should he be mevatel? Levatel l'pnei pnimis. Should he be mevatel the people in the pnimis? That's fine, but Chitzayna Dasra Alayo. He has the people in the Chitzayna. They're all part of the same Chatzal. Vatal of Ne Chitzayna. Should he be Mavatal of Ne Chitzayna? Ain't Bitter Meshusel, Chatzal of Chatzal. You can't be Mavatal of Chatzal of Chatzal. Again, once you decided to make an Erev together, you became one. Once you became one, so you have no way of making it work. So again, the Bittel can't work. Because you have to be Mavatal to everybody, and you can't be Mavatal to everybody, because some of everybody is in another Chatzal. And Ain't Bitter Meshus, Me Chatzal of Chatzal. Okay, Shachachachach Menach Chitzayna. Here's the punchline. If, however, the person that forgot lived in the Chitzayna. And where's the Erev? The Erev is in the Pnimi. V'loi Erev. V'adai Pnimis Muteris. In this case, the Pnimi is going to be Muter. Why is the Pnimi going to be Muter? Da'chad Dosha u'mishtamsha. Because the people in the Pnimis can tell the people outside, you know something? I'm not interested in our merger. I want to unravel. I'm walking away from this union. I'm not interested anymore. I'm done. And that's something that they have the right to do. They can lock the door. And once they lock the door, they can look at themselves as if they're their own now independent chatzar. And if their own independent chatzar, the chitzayna asuru, the chitzayna is taka going to be asur. But as it relates to the pnimis is in fact going to be mutter. So what changed in this fourth case? What changed in this fourth case is not that we have a situation where the person that forgot who was in the chitzayna is going to be mevatel his rishus to the person that lives in the pnimis. You can't. We just said you can't be mevatel mishus l'rishus. That's Rav's story and he's sticking to it. There's no way you're going to be able to change that. And if I can't be mevatel to the person in the other chatzar, I can't be mevatel to the person in my chatzar. Because once the two chatzeres made an erev, we look at them as one chatzar. So I have to be mevatel to everybody, and I can't be mevatel to everybody. As a result, I can't do any bittel at all. That's the whole point over here. You know what the punchline is? The punchline over here is that in the event that the erev is in the pnimis, and the person that wasn't ma'arev, meaning the one that was shachach, the one that needs to be mevatel, is from the chitzayna. It's in that case, the people in the pnimis could say, listen, I know there's no way for us to make this work together. It's impossible. Because one person wasn't mishtatif, He can't be ma'arav on Shabbos. He can't be mevatel mechatzel lechatzer. So we're done. But you know what? At the very least, let me salvage my own rishos. And the way I'm going to salvage my own rishos is by going and locking the door and telling you, gizintai, next Shabbos we'll revisit this. But for this Shabbos, I want to have nothing to do with you. And as a result, let's part ways. And that's something you can do in this last case. The reason you can do it is because, number one, the Erev is in their rishos. The Erev is in the Pnimis. Number two, the person that forgot was Echad ben Achitzayna. So let's just talk this through. If the Erev was outside, it wasn't in the Pnimis, it was in the Chitzayna, obviously they couldn't do it. You can't lock out the Erev. You lock out the Erev, you don't have an Erev. So obviously it only works if the Erev was B'Pnimis, right? That's easy. That's easy. That's obvious, right? Why doesn't this trick work in the first two of Rava's scenarios? Because the Erev was in the Chitzayna. If the Erev was in the Chitzayna, you can't lock the door. Only the Chatzar HaPnimis can lock the door. They have the ability to say, we're going to be our own little Chatzar. Because why can't the Chatzar Chitzayna lock the door? Because the Chatzar Pnimis has rights to the Chatzar Chitzayna. They have Schus Trises Aregel, right? You have to talk this all through. The outside Chever can't lock their doors. What do you mean? I own property here. I have rights. This is regular rights that I have. So that's not something you can do. The people in the Pnimis can do it, right? They're the ones that have the ability to lock the door. In the first two scenarios where the Eruv is Bachitzayna, you can lock the door. You can end up with nothing. So it only works in the latter two scenarios where the Eruv is in the Pnimis. Okay, but there's just one thing that we have to figure out. Why does it only work if the one that was Shachach was Menachitzayna? Why doesn't it work if the one that was Shachach was Menapnimis? Even if the one that was Shachach was in the Pnimis. Let's say the person forgot was in the Pnimis. Lock the door, now on my own Chatzar, and let him be Mevatel to his own Chevra. What's going to be the problem? So Rashi asks the Kasha. Rashi speaks out, that you have to say, that the reason is because the lundus with which the Pnimis has the right to unravel this relationship is by telling them, listen, we sat down together and, you know, we had an agreement that we're going to try to enhance our lives. We're going to try to make our Shabbos experience a little bit better. And the way we're going to do this is, we can be ma'arav the tuchatzeres. Like this, we can learn together. You know, we can pravet together. We can go to each other's kedeshim. It's Shabbos achim gam yachad. That was the notion. The idea was, let's make it better. Now, what happened? The Pnimis and the Chitzayna sat down, and one of the Chitzayna guys forgot to make an Erev. And because he forgot to be Meshtatev in the Erev, what ends up happening? The people in the Pnimis end up losing out. And they can't even carry in their own Chatzar. So you know what they could tell them? Like if somebody makes a Shliach and the Shliach messes him up. So there's a member in Chazal, Litkune Shidartich. I sent you to make it better, not to make it worse. Zok Rashi, here too you could say, l'tikune shitavtich, v'loy lavusi. I agreed to make it better. I didn't want to make it worse. You made it worse for me, I'm done with you. That's only a taina if the person that messed up was from the chitzayna. Then you could say, you just messed me up. But what if it's my own neighbor messed me up? Oh, that's a different story. So I can't lock out the chitzayna if the Pnimis is the reason that I have a problem. If it's one of the members of the Chitzayna that messed me up, that gives me the right to go ahead and lock him out. But if I messed myself up, then I don't have this time. Again, this is a hard Gemara. And part of the reason it's hard, and it's hard because it's hard, but part of the reason is because it's also based a lot on a sugya on dafayin hey, but that we didn't learn yet. But the point is that that's the Cheshbon. So what comes out? What comes out is very interesting. What comes out, we started off with Shitas Shmuel. Shmuel says that Ein Bittul Rishos, Michatzel lechatzel. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. A machlekes Abaye v'Rava, to the extent that Shmuel really said as halacha. Abaye said that Shmuel only said as halacha when you have two chatzeres, zu betzatzu, where there's a pesach hacha b'neim, where they're not oistrim. They're not oistrim, then a mevata. However, if you have zulef nemizu, where they're oistrim or ma'arvin, that was the first of Shmuel's three halachas that he said on Samach Vav Amaral, that wherever you're oistrim and you're ma'arvin, the halacha is, you're also mevatlin. So shtei chatzeres, zulef nemizu, that's always going to be the halacha. Rava argued. What did Rava say? Rava said, no, that's not always going to be the case. Only sometimes. Afilu shtei chatzei rezu lifne mizu, pa'amim mevatlin, upamim mein mevatlin. Then Rava said, Ketzad, took us through the last 10 minutes, and where did we end up? That really, the only time mevatlin is if the Erev was placed in the chatzer hapnimi, and the one that was shachach, the one that wasn't ma'arev, the one that we need to be mevatl, was a member of the chatzer hachitzayna. The reason it works is because the people in the Chatzar Pnimi can lock their door and they can tell them, listen, I agree to this deal, I understand, but sorry, as a result, I'm blocking you out of my life for the rest of Shabbos. Next week we'll revisit this, but for now, I'm minding my own business. I have the Erev of my Rishos. All my guys were my Erev. And so there's no problem. That's your problem. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to have a good erev. And that's something they can do. Here's the kasha. Here's the bumba. Where's the bittel? What was the bittel? Rava was stating a caveat in Shita Shmuel. Shmuel said, I feel that shtei chatzeros ain't bittel rishos mechatzel lechatzer. On that, Rava said that even though Abaye said that it's shtei chatzeros ulefnim yizu, you could, only sometimes, pamim mevatlin or pamim mei mevatlin. Now this is the pamim mevatlin. Rava gave three examples of a mevatlin, and then there's one example of mevatlin. What's the bittel over here? Where's the bittel? You're just closing the door. We're all good. You have a problem. So what should I tell you? It's your headache, not mine. At the end of the day, we're all good. So you know who asks the kasha? Rashi asks the kasha. And Rashi says, Einochinami. According to the Chachamim Shita, this is true. But there's a Shita's Rabbi Akiva on Daf Ayin Hey. And it's according to Rabbi Akiva and Daf Ayin Hey that we have to come on to Bittel. So who's this Chachamim and who's this Rabbi Akiva? So we're a shtickle familiar with the Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham as it relates to Shtei Chatzei Rezulef Nimizu. But according to, in order to fully appreciate this Rashi, like Rashi says, you have to learn the Gemara Lekaman, which we're not going to do right now. So we're going to have a little bit of suspense for about another week or so until we fully dehead this Gemara. But for now, this is the machloekes in Abaye v'Rava. According to Abaye, Shmuel holds ein bittel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. That, however, if it's zulef nimizu, you always, why? Because Shmuel held, according to Abaye, a policy that wherever they're oisrim u'ma'arvin, they're always mevatlin. Rava said, no, it only works in one hechetimtza, zulef nimizu, where the eruv was in the pnimi. The one that was shachach was in the chitzayna. I could lock you out. What do you mean? We had a deal. How could you suddenly lock me out? No, the deal was that you were going to make my life better, not make my life more miserable. Didn't work out the way it was. I'm sorry. Tzeischem l'shalom. That's something you could do. What does that have to do with bittel? That's a good kasha. It's based on a sheet. That's Rabbi Akiva. Lekaman. Zok tigemar. Amalei Ravuna b'ri devishu le Rava. Ravuna b'ri devishu had a kasha on Rava. He said, I understand the whole issue here. V'chi shachach echem anapnim esvalei erev. Amayit shteyem asurois. The premise of Rava was, right, Rav had three hechetimzas where it doesn't work. What were the three hechetimzas that it doesn't work? Where somebody forgot, and you don't have this situation where you could just lock the person out. Now, what was the issue? Let's say the Erev was in the chitzayna, and one of the pnimis forgot. So Rav spoke out that the pnimis can't be mevatel his rishos to the chitzayna, ein bittel rishos michatzel lechatzel. I let him be mevatel his rishos to one of the members of the pnimis. Problem is, once they were ma'ariv, now they're looked at as one. If they're looked at as one, and I can't be ma'ariv to that one, I shouldn't be able to be ma'ariv to this one as well. So Rav Huna Brei Yeshua asked Rava Geshmaka Yisodi question in Erevin. He said, I understand. Why do you have to be ma'ariv? Why do you have to be mevatel to the people in the chitzayna? Once there was a Erev between the Pnimis and the Chitzayna, so they were already ma'ariv. Once they were ma'ariv, they're already one. So once they're one, I could be mevatel to my neighbors, my shcheinim, that live in the same chatzar as me. We already established that we're one with the people in the outer chatzar, so memela, my bittel is going to end up working for everybody. Right? The chishachach echepana pnimis v'lei erev, and my shtei masur is levatel bar pnimis lebnei pnimis. Let this fellow who lives in the pnimis be mevatel his rishos to the other fellows that live in the pnimis. V'teisi chitzayna v'teshtir v'adayu. And the pnimis and the chitzayna we already established via the erev that they're one. So Rava told him, come on, I don't understand. Who are you asking? Like Rabbi Eliezer? You're asking, according to Rabbi Eliezer, dame ein tzarech levatel rishos l'cholecha l'echad? Then when you do bittel, you don't have to physically be mevatel your rishos to every person, but rather you could just be mevatel it more high level and then it's going to work. I hear, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're asking good. I'm going according to Rabbanan, the Amri you hold, tzarech levatel l'cholecha that you really have to be mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad. Zok the Gemara v'ayter, Rav Chizda v'Rav Sheshes. And this is a Gemara that's been often quoted in our raid bites. Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes, ki pagid ad adadi, when they would meet each other, Rav Chizda marton sifivase mimasnais ed Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda was afraid to talk, his lips would tremble. Why? Because of the bekiyas of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was such a bucky that he was afraid to talk to Rav Sheshes on learning. Rav Sheshes marted kule gufim mivapulid Rav Chizda. And when Rav Sheshes would talk and learning to Rav Chizda, his whole body would start traceling. Why? Because he was afraid of the pilpul of Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda was intimidated from the bekiyas of Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes was intimidated of the lumdus of Rav Chizda. In the vernacular, that means Rav Sheshes was a Sinai, and Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. Tosfos says, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, we always quote this Tosfos, that it's for that reason, whenever there's a machloikis, Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, and we don't know who the Allah is like, we pass like Rav Sheshes. Because you see from this Gemara, Erev and Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, tucked away, literally, in between intense Erev and Gemaras, that Rav Sheshes was a Baki, Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. And we know the Gemara in the end of Brachis, the Gemara in the end of Hiris, Sinai Oikaharim, Sinai Yod. Even though the Gemara there was discussing who should be the Rosh Hashiva, but Tosh says the same is true as it relates to Klali Apsak establishing who is the Paschal like. So if it's Machlokes Rav Sheshes Rav Chizda, we're going to pass like Rav Sheshes. But either way, so Rav Chizda Rav Sheshes, whenever they talked and learning, it was uncomfortable. Rav Sheshes' whole body was shaking. Rav Chizda's lips were trembling. Lamaisa, they met. And the Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes, Rav Chizda the Lamdin, Rav Chizda the Oiker Harim." Ask Rav Sheshes the Baki the following question. He said, "Shnei batim, shnei tzidim rishos harab. What would be if you have two houses on two sides of rishos harab? Bo nachrim v'kifu mechitza b'shabbes." And then Goyim came on Shabbos and they made a mechitza around these two houses. He had two houses on two sides of rishos harab. On Shabbos, nachrim came and they made a mechitza, which means that they now converted this area into one big Rosh Hashanah. They took this area that before Shabbos was literally two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, and they converted it into a Rosh Hashanah. So his question was, Mahu, what's the halacha? So Rashi says, just to clarify, Mahu doesn't mean, does the area have a din of Rosh Hashanah? Because that the Gemara already said on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Kol Mechitza is Hanasli's B'Shabbos. If you make a Mechitza B'Shabbos, it doesn't matter how you made it. Shma Mechitza. Not a problem. So there's no question that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos, Kol Shekein Rashi says if a goy makes, even if a yid makes it, where he wasn't allowed to. Certainly if a goy does it, a goy was allowed to. So there's no question it's going to be considered a mechitza. So what was the shayla? The shayla was something else. The shayla was, can you make an erev? Can you make an erev on Shabbos? Before Shabbos, there was no way to make an erev. There were two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, could you make an erev? Or on Shabbos, can you not make an erev? Now, to make an Erev on Shabbos, really, you can never do. So, if we're going to pose the question more properly, what was the Shaila? Could you do Bittul Rishos? That was the Shaila. Could you do Bittul Rishos? Could you not do Bittul Rishos? Again, you can't do Erev on Shabbos. You could do Bittul Rishos on Shabbos. We saw a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan if you can do Schirus on Shabbos. But the point is whether and the question was, could you do bittul or not? So the Gemara says like this: Alibi the mandama ain't bittul rishos mechatzel lechatzer. According to the mandama that says that you can't do bittul rishos mechatzel lechatzer, loyti bayulach. There's no shaila. Avadi you wouldn't be able to do it. Why? Because hashadi bayulay ruven meyasmal matzi ma'arve amrit ain't bittul rishos mechatzel lechatzer. Madach if you'd have two chatzeros that if they wanted to be ma'ariv before Shabbos, they could have been ma'ariv before Shabbos. Still, the halacha is you can't do bittul on Shabbos. What's the case? Again, you have two chatzeros. There's a fence in between. There's a Pesach that goes through. The mandama that holds ein bittul rishos michatzel lechatzel. We could put a name to this mandama. It's Shmuel. Shmuel holds ein bittul rishos michatzel lechatzel. I mean, there's a caveat. Machlik zavai v'rov. That was the first part of the daf. But for now, we know ein bittul rishos michatzel lechatzel. The halacha is that even though in that case, where Shmuel said ein bittul rishos michatzel lechatzer, they could have made an error before Shabbos if they wanted to, still, you can't do bittul. Hach over here, the iboy la ruve meyas maloy matzi marvi. Over here, if they would have wanted to make an error before Shabbos, they couldn't have made an error. Like Kol Shekein, certainly it wouldn't be good. Again, what's the kalva chaymer? Madach, you can't be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzer when there's a Pesach that goes between them. Kalva chaymer, you can't be mevatel in this case. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? It's a little bit of a hard Kal V'Chaymer. The Kal V'Chaymer is that in the case where you have two Chatzeres with a Pesach between them, Erev Shabbos, you could have made an Erev. In this case, where there were two houses on two sides of the Rosh Hashanah and there was no Mechitza around them, Erev Shabbos, you couldn't have made an Erev. So Madach, where you could have made an Erev Shabbos, you can't do Bittul. Certainly, where you could have made it, where you could not have made an Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to do Bittul. Now, what Shaychis, what is making an Erev before Shabbos or not being able to make an Erev before Shabbos have to do with whether or not you could do Bittul? Because that was the Gemara on Samech Vav and Manach. Again, Samech Zayin is very much a Hemshech to Samech Vav. And Samech Vav was an intense stuff, but it flows right into Samech Zayin. Because we saw in Amud Aleph that there's very much a relationship between can I be ma'ariv and can I not be ma'ariv with regards to can I be mevatel. What did Shmuel say? Kol makom she'oisrim u'ma'arvim ma'avatlin. Ma'arvim ve'ein oisrim ve'ma'arvim ve'mevatlin. So you see there's a relationship. There is some sort of connection, correlation between can I make an Erev or... So madach where I could have made an Erev, just they were an oisrim. The halacha is ein mevatlin. So certainly, if I couldn't have even made an erif, it was ein oisrim ve ein ma'arvin. Certainly, the halacha is going to be ein mevatlin. So there was no shaila according to Shmuel. Ki debayla, shaila was alibid avand, ama yesh betul rishos mechatz alachaz. Shaila was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who argued with Shmuel, who holds yesh betul rishos mechatz alachaz. So what's the shaila? Hasam over there, debayla ruv meyas ma'matzim ma'arvin. When did Rabbi Yochanan say yesh betul rishos mechatz alachaz? Again, when you have two chatzeres that are side by side, there's a pesach that goes between the two of them. Even though they're not oisrim, but they are ma'arvin. So there Rabbi Yochanan says, mevatlin. But it's only over there because they're ma'arvin, at the very least. But in the mele, batuli nami matzim mevatlin. You could also be mevatlin. Aval hocho, we hit alay matzim ma'arvin. Well, you can't be ma'arvin, may esmo, batuli nami mevatlin. Maybe you can't be mevatlin. Oidem alay shno, or maybe not. That was Rav Chizda's question that he asked Rav Sheshes. He wanted to know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that you could be mevatlin to chatzeres, maybe that's only because at the very least you could be ma'arvin. So being that you could be ma'ariv, you could also be mevatel. But in this case, where you could not have been ma'ariv, maybe you can't be mevatel, or maybe no, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, two chatzeros can always be mevatel rishos, mechatzer, lechatzer. So you see, you could always do betel. There's no criteria. You don't need that there should be an oisrin relationship, and maybe you don't need that there should be a ma'arvin relationship either. Maybe you could always be ma'arv. So what did he tell him back? Amalei, he told him, ein mevatlin. Another shaila that Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshes. Meis nachri b'shabiz ma'o. What happens if a guy dies on Shabbos? So you have a chatzer, there were two yidin and a guy. And they didn't make an erev, they didn't do schiris, they didn't do anything. And then on Shabbos, the guy died. So the question is, what would be the halacha? Now the Gemara is going to relate this also to something that we learned on Daf Samech Vav, specifically the Shaila, the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that happened between the Amiram when they ended up presenting the question to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Yofa Asisim Shaschartim, you did the right thing. And what was that case? That case was where there were Yidin that made an Erev, and then a guy showed up on Shabbos. He didn't die on Shabbos, he showed up on Shabbos. Vayavay on Shabbos. And what was the Shaila? The Shaila was, could you do Schiris on Shabbos? Could you not do Schiris on Shabbos? Do we look at a Seicher as a Ma'ariv? You can't do Erev on Shabbos, you can't do Schiris on Shabbos. Or a Seicher can Mevatel. You could be Mevatel on Shabbos, so maybe you could be Seicher on Shabbos as well. And really, there was, and what Rabbi Yochanan Paskin? Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, all good, you could do it. Yofa Asisim Shasachartim. Which meant two things we spoke at yesterday. It meant, number one, that you could do Schiris on Shabbos. It also meant that you could do Bittul after you did the Schiris on Shabbos. Right? Because once the guy shows up, it knocked out the original Erev. So you had to do Schiris, number one, to incorporate the guy. And number two, after the Schiris, you would have to do another Bittul. The Gemara said that Toy Bar Rabbi Lazar. Remember, Rabbi Lazar wasn't so sure about this halacha. He didn't understand it. Rabbi Zeri didn't understand why. And Rabbi Sheshes said, Gavur Rabbi Rabbi Zeri lo yada my tahaya the Rabbi Lazar kakashalei the Shmuel Rabbi. He was bothered with something that Shmuel said. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Kamakim shayisum ma'arvin mevatlin. Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin or oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. And the Gemara said, what does it mean oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin when the guy showed up on Shabbos? And what's the halacha if the guy shows up on Shabbos? Ein mevatlin. So essentially, it was the machloikas from Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Not the same machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel that we had in the first part of the daf. This is a different machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. The first machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel was, can you be mevatl mirshus lushus? This is a different shaila. Where the guy shows up on Shabbos, you want to do schiros, but you can also have to do bittul. Could I do schiros and a bittul? Could I not? Rabbi Yochanan said, yofa asisim shaschartim. You could do schiros, because seicher is kemevatel dami, as it relates to doing it on Shabbos, and you could do bittul afterwards. And Shmuel said, no, this is an example of oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin, where the halach is ein mevatlin. So again, now Rav Chizda comes to Rav Sheshes on Daf Samech Zayin, and he said, meis nachri b'Shabbos ma'u, if the guy dies, so now you want to go ahead, and you can't make an error if it's Shabbos. I want to do a bittul. Could I do the bittul or not? He said, I'll leave it the mandama soichrin, according to the mandama that said soichrin. Who was that? Rabbi Yochanan, which meant soichrin umevatlin, like tibayelach. It's pasha. You could do hashatarti of dinu chadim ibaya. You could be soichrin and mevatl on Shabbos. Certainly, you can be mevatl on Shabbos. You don't have to do schiris. The guy's not alive anymore. All you have to do is be mevatl. So certainly, you should be able to do kiti bayelach. Chadim ibaya mandam ein soichrin. My question is according to mandam that said ein soichrin. Who held ein soichrin? Shmuel was the one that it said in Seichen. That was the third of Shmuel's three things that he said on Samech Vav and Aleph. So the question was, what would be the halacha over there? Tarti Hu, the lay of Dina, was only two things that Shmuel didn't allow. He didn't allow you to do Schiros on Shabbos and then do Bittul on Shabbos. Hachado of Dina, one, yeah. Maybe there's no difference. Amalisa, he told him, I hold, Rav Sheshes said, that you could be Mevatl. I think it's fine. But Vahamnuna Amar, but Hamnuna.
also known as Rav Hamnuna, holds Eimer Fatlin, that it's something that you're not allowed to do. We're not ready to exhale. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. So again, we're going back to the core topic of Perek Adar. Adar has a lot of digression in it, but the core topic of Perek Adar, and that is two Yidden live together in a chatzer with a guy. The halacha is that even though really Mi'ikar Adin, as it relates to chatzer, is the dir of an Eved Chavim, is like a dir shel behemah, it doesn't have any impact in the world of chatzeres, but the chomer gzera, shema yom mimaisav, we pass like Reb Elazar and Yaakov, only if there's two Yisraelim, and you need to address the guy's rishos. He can't be mishatav in the Erev. He can't even do bittel. What do you need to do? You need to do schiras. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to introduce an interesting kula in this rather stringent sif katan in the world of schiras akum. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of, again, Shmuel, a lot of Shmuel. Nachri sheyesh le pesach arba larba. If a guy had an entranceway that was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That was pasuach the bikkur, opened up into a bikkur, just a big field. Afilu machnes u'moitzi gmalen ukroines kolayim kulu derech mavoy. Even if he literally spends the whole day bringing his camels and his wagons in and out of the mavoy, ein oisra b'nei mavoy. That lach is he doesn't ask on the b'nei mavoy. In other words, Shmuel said a very big chiddush. What would be if the guy had a house that opened up into the chatz, or opened up into the mavoy? However, he has another entrance, he has a back door that he's able to get to the Rishus HaRabim to the mavoy to. He goes through a bikkah. He has a bikkah, he has a big field. He can go through another way. Once he has another door that's arba al arba, the door just has to meet the dimensions of what a door has to be. A door always has to be 4 by 4. 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If it opens up into a field, the halach is that even though he doesn't really use that Pesach, he usually loses the other one. Afilu machnes u'maitzi gmalu mukroinois kala yoykli. He has nothing else. This is all he does all day. Derech mavoy. So you would think, what do you mean? This is the door that he uses. The halach is, if he now has a door that opens up in another direction, we look at it as if he's not part of this mavoy. He's not part of his mavoy. Don't worry about him. No worries. You don't have to do schiras. We're not concerned anymore. The bottom line is, this is not going to be an issue. My time. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, because we're going to make an assumption that if he has a door that opens up into an empty field, that's probably the main door that he uses. That's his main entranceway. And again, even though he was machnes umaitzig malim ukroinois, it doesn't matter. La halacha, we say, that's his primary entrance. If that's his primary entrance, doesn't have an entranceway that opens up into the mavi, that can share the mahu. You figured somewhere in today's daf we were going to have karfif. So what happens if this entranceway opens up into a karfif? So again, what's a karfif? A karfif was an area that was usually mukaf mechitzais, but it was like hukaf ladira. It wasn't used for residential use. Some people left wood there. It was an area that's hukaf ladira. So what happens if it opens up not into a bikkah, but rather it opens up into a karfif. So what's unique about a karfif? Meaning, why would you think a karfif is different than a bikkah? What's the difference? The point is he has an entranceway that opens up somewhere else other than the mavi. So the karfif apparently was less significant than the bikkah. It's smaller. It's not used as much as the bikkah. So if it opens up into the bikkah, regular field, memela. But maybe a karfif is going to be different. So the Gemara says, Amrav Nachman Barabi Mishnei the Ulfana. Rav Nachman said the name of Ulfana. So Rashi, what does Ulfana mean? Last Rashi in the Omen. Sheshama me rabbi, ve rabbi me rabbi. Ulfana means he had a zamesoira. His rabbi heard from his rabbi that I feel a pasuach the karfif. That this halach of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul is true. Even if it opens up into a karfif, you would have the same halach. Stating that, there's some fine print. Rabbi ve rabbi Yosef, the Amri Travai, Rabbi Yosef both said, come, kwami to qualify. Shmuel's halacha, that nachri, this halacha of a nachri, beis asayim oiser. If this karfif, that his entranceway opens up into, is Beis HaSayim. So the halacha is, it's too small. And because it's too small, so the halacha is, it's a little counterintuitive to the way we usually think about Karfif, that's Beis HaSayim. It's too small, and because it's too small, it's not going to have significance. And as a result, it's going to be as if he doesn't have the other entranceway. It's as if the only entranceway is the one that opens up into the Mavoy. And therefore, he's also, you're going to have to contribute him into the Erev. Or you're going to have to do Schirus, which is what you're going to have to do. Yosef Beis HaSayim. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, then it's big. Then it's already chashuv. Then it's like the bikkah. If it's like the bikkah, then the halach is ena yoiser. V'Yisrael,
What about a yid that forgot to join an Erev? Now, there's no schiras. However, he has to do bittul or else. So what happens if the yid had another entranceway and it too opened up into a karfif? So there too, there's a kula. However, there it's just the opposite. Beis asayim, if it's up to beis asayim, the halach is going to be eino yoiser. If it's yoiser mi beis asayim, then it's going to be yoiser. Why? So up until beis asayim, eino yoiser, because we're going to give that other entranceway a chashivas. Even though by God we didn't. By the yid we will. Why, if it's yoiser mi beis asayim, is it not going to have a chashivas? That's easy. Because a yid doesn't want to go to a karfif that's yoisem mibeis hasayim. Because a karfif that's mukaf mechitzos, that's yoisem mibeis hasayim, you're not allowed to carry it. It has a din of a karmelist. What's he going to use it for? He's not going to use a karmelist. So he's going to go derech techatze, derech tamavi. That's a rishus hayachid. So it's a little counterintuitive, but as it relates to a goy, beis hasayim moise, yoisem mibeis hasayim, any yoisem. Goy doesn't care about a karmelist. A yid, start parashif in a karmelist. Oh, then beis hasayim, any yoisem. But if it's yoisem mibeis hasayim, then it's going to be Yosef. So this is just a chazor of what we saw in Amud Aleph. If a guy has another Pesach that doesn't open to a big, it opens up to a karf, what's the halacha? He told him exactly what Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both said as an explanation to what Rav Nachman Bar Ami said in the name of Ulfana, as an explanation of Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. The bottom line is, if it opens up to a big zikr, even if it opens up into a karfif, that can save the day. However, only up until basis, only if it's basis ayim or more. Up until basis ayim, it's going to be a problem. By a yid, it's actually punk fakir. So we mentioned karfif, so the Gemara is going to digress a little bit about karfif. Amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Karfif yoisim mi basis ayim shalai hukuf ladir. If you have a karfif that's yoisim mi basis ayim, that was loy hukuf ladir. Afilu kur ekurayim. Even if it's so big, it's the size of a kur ekurayim. That's really big. Hazorich latoich, if somebody throws something from Rishus HaRabin into this karfif, the halach is chayif. He's chayif for hoitzah. My time, mechitza, because it's a real mechitza. Ella, however, shem mechuseres diyorim. The reason you're not allowed to carry there, even though it's a mechitza, it's because mechuseres diyorim. So again, let's chazer over the halach of karfif. A karfif is an area that's surrounded by mechitzas. The mechitzas meet all the criteria. It's 10 tfachim tall, it's not, it's oimim meruba la paritz, you don't have any piritzes that are yoisim me'aser amis. It checks, it's chassis, it checks off all the boxes. It's a perfect mahajim and a mahajim with a bedatz hashkocha type of mechitza. Everything is 100% perfect with this mechitza. It's a rishos hayachid. What's the shayla? Stating that if it's yoisim me'beis hasayim, it's more than 5,000 square amis, chomza, you're not allowed to carry there. Being that it's like hukaf ladira, chomza weren't comfortable, they said you're not allowed to carry there. Meaning it has a din of a karmelis. It has a din of a karmelis. You can't carry more than dalet amos. You can't carry from there into a rishus hayach. Can't carry from there into rishus rab. It has all the dinim of a karmelis. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said that, Rabbi Yisai, don't make a mistake. You're going to think that this karfif that's yoisim b'beis hasayim is not a rishus hayachit. Even l'chum, I just said it's a karmelis. You can't carry them more than dalet amos. No. Karfif yoisim b'beis hasayim shalei hukaf ladira. Even if it's a kura kirayin, if someone throws something into it from Rishus Rabin, it's chayit. Why? Because mechitzi, avadet's a mechitza. Avadet's a Rishus Hayachit. Midday writes it's a Rishus Hayachit. Aye, then why is it a karmelis? Because it's mechuseris diyayin, because nobody lives there. It wasn't hukaf ladira. And when it's not hukaf ladira, and it's so big, the chachamim were machmen, they said treat it like a karmelis. But Rabbi Yochanan said, appreciate that midday raisa me ikradin, it's a Rishus Hayachit. That was Rabbi Yochanan's contribution to the sugya. That was his halacha. That was his chiddush. He came to say that a karfif, that's yoisim mibeis hasayim shalei hukaf ladira, even though when you learn erevin, that's your classic karmelis, just like the yam is a karmelis, this now suddenly becomes a karmelis. However, Rabbi Yochanan said, don't make the mistake and think that it loses its status on a biblical level of a rishus hayochid. Avad it's a rishus hayochid. Not just that, if somebody throws from a rishus harabim to these chayv misa, he has to bring a chatas. This is a bona fide hoitza. Masa Ravuna bar Chinina. Ravuna bar Chinina asked the kasha from a braisa. Sela shebiyan. If there was a rock in the middle of the sea. Gavoy asav reichav arba. If it's 10 fachim tall, and it's 4 tefachim wide, which means in halacha it has this status of a rishus hayachid. Ein metatel loy min toich liyam, loy min yam l'toich. You're not allowed to carry from it into the yam, nor are you allowed to carry from the yam to it. Pachas mikan. If it has less than those dimensions, it's not 10 tefachim tall, it's not 4 tefachim wide, so then it's not a rishus hayachid. So the halacha is metatel, you're allowed to carry from there into the yam. Now you can't carry more than 4 amas, because the yam is a karmelis.
if this is not a Rishus HaYochid, then it's going to be part of the Yam, which means it's going to be a Karmelis. And you're never allowed to be metalta. Yoisim Midal Adam is in a Karmelis. Just like Midei Rice, you can't be metalta. Yoisim Midal Adam is in a Rishus HaRam. What he means is, however, Pachas Midal Adam is, there's no Isser. Pachas Mikan, meaning if the dimensions are less than 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, and you're carrying less than Dalet Amos, then it's going to be okay. Ad kama, ad beis asayim. Up until how much? Until beis asayim. So the Gemara is now going to focus from here until the end of the daf on that last line. Ad kama, ad beis asayim. So the Gemara, hi, what was that going back on? Again, the Braisa said two halachas. If you have a seller that's in the middle of the yam, the yam we know is a karmelis. The Brice and Shabbos Davavim and Aleph list the examples of karmelis. One of them is the yam. So the yam is a karmelis, a rock that's inside the yam. If it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, it has the dimensions of a rishus hayach. Even though there's no mechitzes, that's fine. It has a din of a rishus hayachid. If it's less than that, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then it's going to be part of the karmelis. Therefore, if you want to carry pachas midalat amis, if it's gevayas avarachav arva, ein metalfun, let me toichel yam, let me yam letoichel, because you carry from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid. If it's less than that, then if you and you want to carry less than dalat amis, it's not a problem because you're carrying from one part of the karmelis to the other part of the karmelis, which less than dalat amis is not an issue. Kumtzig in the brisa up until when? Until beis asayim. So the Gemara says, which part of the brisa is this going on? Is this going on the reisha of the brisa where the seller was gevayas arva was rachav arva? It was a Rishus HaYachid, or it's going on the safe of the Braisa, where it was Pachas Mikan, where it was part of the Karmelis. If you're going to tell me it's going on the safe, so what does it sound like? It sounds like Beis HaSayim Tvei Loi. It sounds like that only up until Beis HaSayim do we say that if the Selah is not 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide, does it have a din of a Karmelis. But if it's more than Beis HaSayim, right? It's more than 5,000 square Amis. So at that point, even if it's not 10 Tvachim tall, it's obviously 4 Tvachim wide. It's Beis HaSayim. But even if it's less than 10 Tvachim tall, it's going to be what? It's now going to have a din of a Rishus HaYachid, whoever says Rishus HaYachid. From the Karmelis to Karmelis Kometatl. How did it change from being a Karmelis? At the end of the day, a Rishus HaYachid has to be 4 Tvachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. It could be 4 million tefachim wide. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, it's still not going to be a Rishus HaYachid. So what's this kinech? Ad kama ad beis asayim. As if to say that if it's yoisim beis asayim, then it's what? Even if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it gets a din of Rishus HaYachid. About the nit. So this ad kama ad beis asayim, l'chayr can't be going back on the safe. Ela lava reisha. So must be it's going back on the reisha. Now what did the reisha say? That if it was a Rishus HaYachid, you can't be metaltal from the yam to the sellers. Faith the Gemara Gishmak HaKasho. V'hochi kamet. This must be what the Braisa means. Sellers should be yam if you have a sell in the yam. K'vayas over reich bar bo. Im metaltal mitoichel yam v'lim yam mitoichel. Why? Because the yam is a karmelis. And the seller is a Rishus HaYachid. Ad kama, up until what point do we say that the seller has a din of a Rishus HaYachid and it's also to carry from the Yam until the seller? Ad Beis HaSayim. HaYasim Beis HaSayim Metaltim. But if it'd be more, then you would be able to carry. What must be the Svara? Because once it's Yasim Beis HaSayim, it's not a deer anymore. Because again, this seller is like a karfif, right? Not better than a karfif. A karfif is like hukaf ladira. This seller is not exactly a small shtetl. Nobody's spending a lot of time on this seller. So as a result, this seller is again like hukaf ladira. And what must be the pshat? Oh, once it's yoisim beis sayim, it doesn't have a dirush. Like a karfif that's yoisim beis sayim that has a dirush of karmelis. What do you see? I'm a karmelis. So you'd see it's a karmelis. That what? That even the Chumra we don't treat it like a Rishus HaYachid. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yechanan. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that even though it's true, a Karfif, that's like Hukav Adira, that's Yoisim in Beis HaSayim, that's a din of a Kamas, Yonali be Metalto, Yoisim in Dalet Amos. But that's only with regards to what? That's only with regards to the Chumra. But Avadu, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaRabim there, because at the end of the day, it's still a what? It's still a Rishus HaYachid. Who cares that it's so big? It's still a Rishus HaYachid. First, the price is not the way. You see, from the price, the only time it's also to carry from the Yam onto the Sela is if it's less or it's within Beis HaSayim. But once it's Yosef Beis HaSayim, you're not allowed to carry from the Yam until to the Sela anymore. Why not? If it's at the end of the day, is it Rishus HaYachid, then it should be Aser. So the Gemara is going to say two terutzim. Amar Rava. Rava is the first teretz. He said, Mandala Yoda, terutzim as nice. He says, someone that doesn't know. So again, who's Rava talking to? Because Rava is about to say something sharp. He's talking to Rav Huna Bar Chinina. He said, someone that doesn't know how to say Pshan and a Braisa, Tufta Moisav Leila Rabbi Eichanan, Efrei Kashas of Rabbi Eichanan. Hey, yes, a Kashan Rabbi Eichanan. Cancels learning a Braisa. I mean, Pshan and a Braisa like this. Loyal, my race. I'm not going on the race. It wasn't going on the safer. Ad Kam is not going on the safer. I mean, it doesn't matter how wide it is. If it's not gevoya asar tvachim avad, it's not going to have a dinner rishos yoch. Teretz is going on the safe. What was the kasha? It's going on the resh. It's going on the resh. It's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan because it sounds like only up until basis time is there a nissen. No, b'hachi kamar. It was going not on what's explicit in the resha, but rather it's going on what's implicit from the resha. Because what did it say in the resha? That if it's gevoya yod and it's rochav dal, you can't carry from the yam to the cellar, from the cellar to the yam. What does it sound like? Let's say you want to contain yourself, you want to carry within the rock itself. That's something you're allowed to do. And that, the Gemara says, up until what point? Oh, that's easy. At base of Zion. Because Yosef base of Zion, it's like a karfif. The cellar is a karfif. So Yosef base of Zion, it's not good. So it's going back on the ratio, but on the deek from the ratio. It's a little bit of a chiddush. You can see why Rav Huna Bar Chinna didn't want to learn this way. Because usually the braisa doesn't talk to a deek from something it said, but rather it addresses, right? Atkama is like a qualification. I said something. Vatkama. Atkama is going on what I didn't say, what's implied from what I say. But that's the way Rav explained. That it's implied from the ratio that you're allowed to carry on the rock itself. Atkama up until basis time. Because basis time has a din of a car. Rav Ashi said a different shot. Loi gomar ratio really is going back on the ratio. And Enochinami, the diik is a diik. That it's osir to carry from the yam onto the rock. When the rock is a Rosh Hashayachid, but only if it's up to Beis Hasayim. If it's Yosemi Beis Hasayim, it's not Asa. There's no Issa to carry from the Yam to the rock when it's Yosemi Beis Hasayim. There is no Issa. What's the Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan? You just told me it's a Rosh Hashayachid. You said you're not allowed to carry from a Rosh Hashayachid to the rock. So what? To a Karfif that's Yosemi Beis Hasayim. So why are you allowed to carry from the Yam? L'chayr, if it's a Rosh Hashayachid, it's a Rosh Hashayachid. So Rabbi Yochanan said Rav Ashi something very gishmak. Because hey namru v'hey mamru. This is all one parish of the Rabban. Hey mamru, Karfif Yosemi Beis Hasayim shalukul v'dira, eim etalton b'ya elabar ba'amas. Hey mamru, that if you have a Karfif that's Yosemi Beis Hasayim, that was loyhuk of the dira, you can only carry daladams. Vein amru, and they said, in metalt le mishus ayachid le karmelis. You're not allowed to carry from mishus ayachid to a karmelis. Beis asayim, the shoyl tatuli bekule. Beis asayim, where you're allowed to carry in the whole area. If you have a karfif, that's beis asayim, where you're allowed to carry. Asri rabbonu le tatuli, lemin ayam lo taifu, lemin taifu le yam. Rabbonu said, don't carry from it to the yam and from the yam to it. My time, because mishus ayachid gemurihi. It's a regular mishus ayachid. They didn't want you to carry from the karmelis to it. That was included in the gzeira of don't carry from a karmelis to a but if the area was more than Beis Hasayim, where it's also to carry in it, the Rabbanan allowed you to carry from it to the Yam, from the Yam to it, my time, because they were afraid if you would say you can't carry from the Yam to the cellar when it's Yosef Beis Hasayim, people would think it's a regular Rosh Hashayachid, and they would carry there even when it's Yosef Beis Hasayim, and that's not something they wanted to do. Meaning, when you're dealing with the Rises, Avada, a Karfif, that's Yosef and Beis Hasayim, even if it's Lahukla Vatir has a din of Rosh Hashayachid. And a rock will have a din of Rosh Hashayachid, even if it's Yosef Beis Hasayim, if it's Gevoya Asar Tvachim. No Shaila, on the biblical level. So whenever you're dealing with a Dairaisa, it's not negotiable. But this Braisa wasn't dealing with a Dairaisa. It was dealing with a Drabbanan. We're talking about carrying not from a Rosh Hashayachid to the rock, from the Yam to the rock. Carrying from the Yam to the rock is good for the Drabbanan, because the Yam is only a camelist. The Drabbanan went ahead. A tremendous chiddush. And they said, you know what? Even though really carrying from the Yam to this very big rock is a violation of a Derabbanan, I want you to violate this Derabbanan. Hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. You know why? Because if not, I'm afraid you're going to violate a different Derabbanan. Because if you're going to treat such a big rock as a Rosh Hashayachid, you may be metalt on the whole rock. And that you're not allowed to do. Because Karv Shalhuk of the Dira. So we're going to forgo one Derabbanan to save another Derabbanan. We're literally saving a Derabbanan. We're trying to save not carrying more than Dalai Lama's in a Karv Shalhuk of the Dira. You know how we're going to do that? By saying that you could be metaltal from the Yam onto the cell. How could you be metaltal? Who cares it's Yosef Beis Hasayim? It's still the Rosh Hashayachid. I know. But I want you to think it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. I want you to be uncomfortable, insecure about its status as a Rosh Hashayachid. Like this, you'll never carry in a car for Yosef Beis Hasayim. Faith to Gemara, the obvious question, Umayishna. Why is this Derabbanan better than that Derabbanan? Why are we foregoing one Derabbanan to save another Derabbanan? Said Rav Ashi, very posh, because Toich is Shchiach. One is shchiach, the other one's lo shchiach. To carry yosem yves asayim in a karfif shloi hook of ladira, that's something that shchiach, that could happen. Shchiach, we do everything we can do to protect ourselves from a derabbanan that shchiach. But when something's lo shchiach, we know the rule, milsa de lo shchicha,
Like those are everyone. They weren't so concerned by things that Allah Shriach. Doesn't matter, Shriach, Allah Shriach. Right? There's an issue to Idam and Shkotzim. It doesn't matter how Shriach, Allah Shriach it is. But in terms of the Rabbanon, Shriach plays a very big role. So one was the Shriach, the other one was Allah Shriach, and the Rabbanon said, let's forego the one. So you want to know, Karf Shahuk of the Dir Yosim Beis Asayim, does it have a dinner versus Shayachar? Avadar has a dinner versus Shayachar. Yochanan said, Azorik Mishus Rabbin Lotoych, Avadar has a dinner versus Shayachar. There's no question as the Rishus Shayachar. But once you're dealing on the rabbinic level, being that it, the chumra we treat it not like a rishus hayachid. So the rabbanon had to always cheshbon shchiach, loy shchiach. The rabbanon had to do what the rabbanon do when it comes to determining in their infinite wisdom what the right thing to do is. And in this case, they actually said a kula. The kula was that you're allowed to carry from the yam into an area that's a karfif, that's yosim beis asayim. Aye, what do you mean? Shouldn't it be a problem? Yeah, the rabbanon had a cheshbon to protect a different the rabbanon that they thought people were more vulnerable to be over, and based on this concept that the Rabbanans focused more on things that were shchiach, high shchiach, v'hai lo shchiach.